This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A group of Native students at South High School in Minneapolis have just published a book. It's entitled Indigenous Originated, Walking in Two Worlds. Students created all of the poetry, stories, and artwork on its pages. It's on sale now at local bookstores in the city. Reporter Melissa Townsend was at the book's release party and has this story.
We're at Moon Palace Bookstore. It's about a mile from South High School in Minneapolis. Students, teachers, and families are chowing down on pizza and cake. We're all waiting for the program to begin, where students will read from the book. I can tell the students are nervous. It's got to be tough to be in 9th and 10th grade and read your poetry in front of 50 people. These students have been working for 6 months with their teacher and a local writing organization called the Mid-Continent Oceanographic Institute. If that name sounds weird, it's supposed to. It's an organization dedicated to writing for fun, writing things that are goofy or funny or serious or sad or whatever flows out of your mind. Christetta Barini is a program director, and she kicks off the program.
Good evening, and welcome.
Tall Paul, a local Anishinaabe rapper, was an advisor to the students in the program. He offers this advice to the young writers about to take the stage.
I've been doing this for more than 10 years now, and even today I still get nervous before my performances, you know. It's just managing to overcome that nervousness, you know, because courage isn't the lack of fear, it's just the willingness to face it in order to inspire the world in the ways that you can. So I believe in y'all, and y'all are gonna kill it tonight. Everybody make some noise for these young poets, please.
As you might imagine, no student has volunteered to go first.
I promised the students that we would draw names out of a hat. So, I am shuffling the names around. Going first. First one up here tonight.
It's 10th grader Ava Keezer. And she's got a serious, heartfelt piece. It's actually not in the book. She just wrote it a day ago.
What is the point of a drum with no beat? We lost our song, so what do we dance to? What song do we sing? We play the Creator's game, but forget the Creator's ways. Some might dance jingle, but forget the meaning behind that dress. Our grandmothers call from detox early in the morning, intoxicated by these city lights that raise us. She finds home and refuge on park benches. Is this it for our Anishinaabe people? Is this our way? Is this our song?
You know what I've had to work with all year? My goodness.
After Ava breaks the ice, more students take the stage. Their stories are about family and the city and basketball and space aliens. For more information, pictures, and poems from the students, go to Facebook and find Mid-Continent Oceanographic Institute. It's a mouthful, but it's worth it. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The Leech Lake Tribal College has a winning basketball team. And they've got 4 out of 5 winning seasons, an all-conference award, and an all-academic conference award. Reporter Kayla Duos talks with Leech Lake basketball coach Brady Fairbanks about how he manages to help his players shine.
Bonjour, my name is Brady Fairbanks. I'm the head men's basketball coach at the Leech Lake Tribal College. I'm also the athletic director and recruiter for the men and women's basketball teams. We are a small school, but we have a lot of grit and we have determination to be successful on and off the court.
The Lakers currently do not have athletic scholarships. There are no dorms. They don't even have their own gym. But they still manage to take on Division I and II schools and win. That's mostly thanks to Fairbanks' coaching method. He inspires players to think outside the box.
We want to show the younger players or the younger generation that we can train anywhere. You can be a better basketball player and become a very good basketball player by doing the little things right.
The Lakers team will be holding a preseason camp August 6th through the 8th for youth in elementary and high school. I'm Kayla Duos with the Debajamon from Minnesota Native News.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.